1850-715-815.
Hello, good afternoon, and a very welcome to Liveline. 51551 is our text number. Rory Quinn, the Minister for Education, seems to have got into hot water listening to the boos he got on something he said. This morning he said honours leaving Cert Maths will become a minimum requirement for entry into teacher training. Siobhan is on the line. Siobhan, good afternoon.
Hello, hi.
And then the Minister referred to the feminised profession, i.e. 80% of primary school teachers are women. You have a problem with an issue with the whole idea of these requirements. Go ahead, Siobhan.
Oh, absolutely. The message is so negative. First, it's sort of telling girls, you're not very good at maths, and we'll make you work at them, and we'll weed out the number of women in the profession by getting the guys who are good at maths in. I think it's an awful message, a dreadful way to put it. I agree with him on the point that primary schools are too feminised, and I think that it would be much better all around if there was a greater balance between male and female teachers.
Why?
But just for, I suppose, role models for young kids, all that stuff. And also, I think, I've had one issue with the whole selection process for primary teachers for a long time. As I told you, a researcher, I lived out of the country, came back, and a young lad that I happened to know decided he wanted to return to primary teaching after working in business, after getting a business degree. Now, he had his Honours Irish at Leaving Cert, but after being outside the country as well, his Irish had fell by the wayside. And he was told he wouldn't get the oral exam for St. Patrick's. And as it happened, he applied, went through the process, didn't get it. And the guy was extrovert, personality, good at sports. He ended up going to England, qualifying. He's now back in Ireland, after working there a couple of years.
So it was the Irish that stopped him. Let's listen to what Rory Quinn said at the teachers, the INTO conference in Kilkenny this morning. And it warranted this riposte from Sheila Noonan, who's the General Secretary of the INTO, and she got a standing ovation for it. She said it wasn't honours maths that made the Irish women the way they are today. It was the boys who did the honours maths who led the country to ruination. This is what provoked that comment.
I also want to see higher level mathematics in the leaving certificate becoming part of the minimum entry requirements for initial teacher education. I'll tell you why. To a feminised, highly feminised audience and profession.
What do you take from that? The INTO seemed to take, or someone, the audience seemed to take, that he wants more men in, and the way to get more men in, this was the perception, it seems, the way to get more men in is to demand honours maths as a prerequisite.
Yeah, I think it's ridiculous. I mean, saying that, achieving honours maths in the Leaving Cert is going to make somebody a better teacher, is completely ridiculous. And, in fact, it's probably the opposite. It'll have a totally negative effect. My own view is, and I've said it locally, is that sports ability and sports achievement and music and possibly should have equal weighting in the selection process as oral Irish. I would downgrade Irish. I think it's just, I know this will set the cat among the pigeons, that if you actually downgraded oral Irish as a requirement for private teaching, you might actually get more boys applying.
The argument seems to be honours maths at primary level will make for better teachers.
Well, I think that's absolutely bonkers. And I think that if...
What would honours maths, a prerequisite to get into teacher training, what difference will it make to who gets in?
Well, traditionally, it may not make any difference. My own assessment of what it would do is it would actually make all those girls who maybe, have a reasonable standard of maths but don't want to pursue honours maths at that level, who want to do primary teaching, spend more and more hours poring over books, getting their parents to get them grinds, etc., 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 when in fact, and to the detriment, there's a huge problem with teenage girls falling off in sporting activity. And my own view, as I said, that if they upgraded sporting ability and sporting achievements as a requirement for primary teaching, and music, I wouldn't, I also think music is a really good you know, something that it should be in all schools. There should be a balance of
now,
sport.
What about this comment that Rory Quinn made about the feminised profession? Because Sheila Noonan, again, the General Secretary of the INTO, stood up in response and said, "Sisters, hell hath no fury." And she got a standing ovation for that, so it seems to be mostly women. And
yeah,
while
well,
Mrs. She also added, "I'm quite agnostic about honours maths. The sisterhood knew well the simple sums of the primary schools are 30 into one teacher doesn't go very easily." And as I say, she then adds, "It wasn't the honours maths that made the Irish women the way they are today, let me tell you. It was the boys who did the honours maths who led the country to ruination." Now, I don't know if Neary and anyone else, Fitzpatrick, the whole lot of them did honours maths. I don't know did honours maths and who didn't.
Well, I think, you know, funny enough, it was reported in the paper that I think it's Whelan who had, who was a bright lad who didn't get the opportunity to go to university because his parents couldn't afford it, and apparently he had very good maths ability. Look, I'm not denigrating people with maths ability. I think it's fantastic. I just don't see it as a huge advantage in primary
school.
Now,
we have hang on, Siobhan. There's a statement just come in from Rory Quinn. I think he's getting annoyed at this interpretation that was put on. The interpretation that's on his comments. He said he wants to see higher level maths in the Leaving Cert become part of the minimum entry requirement to teacher training. We know that. This would be similar to the situation with higher level Irish. He said the feminised profession like teaching, young women who at 15 sit junior cert higher maths decide at Leaving Cert not to opt for honours as they deem it to be too much work to get a similar mark or points. They are capable of it but decide not to because of its difficulty.
Yeah, well, I mean,
so basically, you know, he's saying he wants honours maths in for teacher training now to encourage women to continue doing honours maths.
Yeah, well, I mean, I think it's ridiculous. It's, you know, he's just got the complete wrong end of the stick.
He says he did not say such a proposal would address the feminisation of the profession, and he did not refer to trying to get more men into the profession. So, what is the purpose of higher maths?
Well, I mean, I think he should. What the point I'm making is that he should talk to people on the ground. He should talk to parents. He should talk to parents' councils. He should talk to. He should get the views of teachers. And I don't see that it's going to achieve anything regarding the feminisation of education. In fact, it's just going to, as I said, get people to spend too long at something.
But he's saying this has nothing to do with the feminisation of. But this is what he said. Listen to it again. He's now saying it. Nothing. I wasn't talking about the feminisation of the profession. You're getting me all wrong. But this is what he said, and this is how the teachers reacted.
"I also want to see higher level mathematics in the Leaving Certificate becoming part of the minimum entry requirements for initial teacher education. And I'll tell you why. To a feminised, highly feminised audience and profession.
Now he didn't elaborate either way.
Yeah, but that seems to be his mindset. That if he, and as I said, it's such a negative message. It's not saying how he's going to encourage young boys to apply for primary teaching. It's sort of implying.
So you say one of the ways to get young boys in is to. Rory Quinn says, "I'm simply equalising the higher level maths with the higher level Irish to get into teacher training." You say go the other way, equalise the. It's not a minimum requirement, but you can get in with pass maths. And you're saying bring it down to pass Irish as well. That might help get more men in.
Well, no, look, I mean, I I probably wouldn't go that far. But what I would say is that it's the oral Irish. It's the oral, you know, and lots of young lads, I have a feeling that more women, that girls would probably do better at oral Irish than the boys. Mm-hmm. And, I mean, this is noted, you know, that girls achieve better in languages, you know, marginally, though things are changing and boys achieve more at maths. But, I mean, if you look at maths, a lot of people who are very good at maths are totally introverted. They don't have the personalities to deal with four-year-olds. And, you know, it's completely nonsensical. So I'm totally with the teachers. As a parent, I am totally with the teachers' reaction. And as I said, I think if they, you know, for the whole benefit of society, if they actually said in the selection process for primary teaching that the sporting ability and music ability okay. should get an equal weight in the selection process, and then you have balanced young people in the education system. This whole idea of young people, like women or men, swatting like hours and hours trying to get all these higher points when maybe they just don't have the personality for the profession.
Okay. Thanks, Niamh. Siobhan, 51551.
Talk to Joe on 1850 715 815.
And Joe at rt.ie, Elizabeth Hayes line. Elizabeth, good afternoon.
Hello, Joe. How are you?
Well, the minister says honours maths will now be a prerequisite for teacher training. And the reaction of the teachers was booing. He said, well, I'm addressing a feminised profession. They took that to mean that he wanted more men in the profession. He's now issued a statement to us saying, no, that's not what he meant. And I'll explain in a minute what he did. What do you think he meant?
Well, he meant what he said, and you can take it whatever you want. But basically, Joe, the
is
reason...
Is it a good idea?
No, I don't think so, because I think it's going to preclude so many people. I mean, honours maths, if it was honours maths that was needed when I applied to go into Mary Eye to do my degree, my primary degree, I wouldn't have got in. I was useless at maths at school, and... You know, I wouldn't be a teacher today were it prerequisite.
And remember, honours maths today is two subjects. That's what is the work a lot of Leaving Cert people say, students say, is the work of two subjects. But he's quite clear. He says, I would like to see honour higher level maths in Leaving Cert become part of the minimum requirement to initial teacher training education.
Okay, to me it's a scandalous thing for any minister to say.
Why?
That it was the Minister for Education to say it. I mean, does the man not realise that children have different abilities, different talents, different ways of doing things and different ways of learning? Some children are naturally gifted when it comes to math, science, all those other languages. Personally, as a language teacher, I feel that there should be more emphasis put on modern languages in primary schools. As regards maths, honours maths, yeah, it's fantastic. They're getting their bonus 25 points. But for a lot of children, that means, and I see it, they have to really work so, so hard during the year to try and attain that. And a lot of them are doing honours maths when really they have to go and do private lessons to bring them up to speed in the maths. And it's putting an awful lot of pressure, both financial and all the rest, on families. I mean, with one statement, he can decide that a child's future is just, you know, they have to look elsewhere for what they'd like to do.
And I'm now reading from the story just posted up on the Irish Times website. They say, honours Leaving Cert maths will become a minimum requirement for entry into teacher training, Minister for Education Rory Quinn said today. Is that to make, he said, it's not about make or creating or encouraging more men to go into profession. He said, obviously then it must be to encourage better teachers, surely. Otherwise, why would you introduce honours maths?
Why would having honours maths make you a better teacher?
Well, that's what I meant.
Because to me, that's, you know...
Well, that can
I
be the only logic. No, my point
absolutely,
is...
Absolutely, I see your logic, yeah. But I see that that's the way you're following his reasoning. But for him to say something like that is completely wrong. I'll say it again... You do not need honours maths to be a very good teacher. A lot of my colleagues didn't do honours maths. I myself didn't do honours maths. I barely did pass maths. And, you know, we're actually considered good teachers in the profession.
You don't need honours maths to teach. And this is no... There's no pejorative... you don't need honours maths to teach senior infants, junior infants, first class, second class, third, fourth, fifth class. You don't.
Well, I
presume.
Can't see that you do. I can't see that you
okay, would. Stay there, even Elizabeth. 51551. Sure. Barry, good afternoon.
Hello, teacher. How are you?
What do you think of... What do you think Rory Quinn meant? He said, I don't mean I want more men in.
Joe, I think there are different strands. There are different strands to it, but whenever you listen to anybody speaking, ultimately you do have to listen to the tone. And you've played the clip a couple of times there this afternoon. When I listened to it, I think that the tone sounded appalling, and it did sound very, very pejorative and demeaning towards the women in that audience. Mm. I mean, that's the first thing. Regardless of whatever he's trying to say now, it was the tone that I think sounded absolutely horrific. I don't think you'll meet any teacher who will argue that we shouldn't have more men in the profession. I'm one myself. I mean, it's entirely a good thing that the teaching profession would be representative of all shades of society. Mm. But I mean, I think to suggest that it's in some way the fault of female teachers in primary school that we have certain shortcomings the minister thinks we have as a country is very harsh.
But is he saying that? Let's listen to that clip again, because I'm trying to work out. He let people judge themselves what he means by this. Go ahead, Tom.
I also want to see higher level mathematics in the leaving certificate becoming part of the minimum entry requirements for initial teacher education. And I'll tell you why. To a feminized, highly feminized audience and profession.
Now the statement says, because obviously the teachers took it up one way, and then Sheila Noonan, as I said, went on to say it was the men with the higher maths who destroyed the country, whatever that means. And we don't even know who has higher maths and who doesn't have higher maths. He says, or his spokesperson says, he wants to see higher level maths in leaving cert. We know that. This will be a similar situation to higher level Irish. He said, in a feminised profession like teaching, young women who at 15 sit junior cert higher maths decided leaving cert not to opt for honours as they deem it too much work to get a similar mark or points. They are capable of it, but decide. But that's not got to do with being better or worse teacher, is it?
Well, no. I mean, it's not. I'd like to see the evidence he's citing there, by the way. But anyhow, it's not. I mean, as my colleague on the other line said a moment or two ago, my background, actually, I'm a modern languages teacher in post primary. Now, I think it's one of the biggest lessons I've learned in over 10 years in the classroom is this. Regardless of how well qualified I am in my subject area, and I'm fully qualified in my subject area, it's my ability to teach that subject, and it's my ability to bring the majority of the students along with me that is essentially how I can be judged as a teacher. So I mean, any teacher ultimately teaching any subject, what matters is their ability to communicate the knowledge, to have an active learning classroom, obviously enough. And in the case of somebody I would imagine teaching primary level maths, it's the ability to present the maths in a way that the children can follow and to conceptualise and everything else. I would imagine one could have an A1 in higher level maths, but not be the best potentially at actually communicating to others why one is able to understand it oneself. The two are not, that one does not necessarily follow from the other, I would
imagine. Well, I see now a report in the Irish Times again. He said, evidence-based research has shown women who did well in maths at junior cycle dropped higher level maths because it was not a requirement for initial teacher training. So he wants to make it a requirement. But will that make it for better teachers? It may make for more male teachers.
Well, Joe, I feel myself that it would be very interesting to ask a representative sample of Leaving Cert students if they are considering teaching and why not. Because I would respectfully suggest that a lot of guys might say to you that they know now that it is very difficult to get established and to get a permanent job in teaching with a stable income.
Okay.
And I would have thought that our young people today, I mean, as a secondary teacher, I can tell you, when they get to sixth year, they know the way the wind is blowing.
But they do their research. Yeah, but it's one of the things that he's not, because of the 25% extra for honours maths, which is an incredible bonus, is he not saying he wants everyone in the country to do honours maths anyway?
Well, nobody would deny
you. You'll be nothing without honours maths, pardon my telegraphing.
I mean, obviously, that's not the case. However, nobody would suggest that having more people doing honours maths is a bad thing. In the same way, nobody would suggest having more male teachers is a bad thing. But I entirely agree with the other speaker
Elizabeth,
beg your pardon. When she says that it sends out a very negative message to suggest to young people for whom maths may not be their strength that they are in some way less worthy.
Martin is there as well. 51551. Stay with us, Elizabeth. Martin, good afternoon. You are a primary teacher. Will honours maths as a prerequisite to get into, even apply to a, teacher training college. Will it make for better teachers, Martin, or will it make for more male teachers?
No, I don't. Personally, I don't think so, Joe. I just feel that just because you have a higher level of maths, I mean, it's, as your previous speaker was saying there, it's your personality is more important. I mean, I myself, okay, I'm teaching quite a while now. I did study honours maths for the Leaving Cert. It was certainly not my favourite subject. Mm-hmm. I barely passed it. But my favourite subject to teach at the moment is maths, because I think as a teacher, I find if I have a weakness myself at a subject, I work on it more myself and I'm able to explain it better, because I can see the difficulty maybe that a student has with understanding maths. And I certainly don't think Leaving Cert honours maths should be a prerequisite for entry into primary teaching. I don't think you would need that standard of maths.
So why is he saying it?
Well, it's from just listening to what you played back there from his speech, I think actually he is trying to get more males into profession. But I don't think honours maths, I think he needs to be looking at other issues, maybe pay issues and other areas like that. I think, like, during the boom times, teaching wasn't attractive to anybody. It was very hard to get people into teaching. Now we do have a trend of people turning back.
But the teacher training colleges were still full during the boom.
There were, but less and less were going for teaching. You know, whereas now there's more than, like, if you look at teaching last year, I know in Maynooth College itself, the points went up by 20, 30 points for primary teaching because they had a huge number of applicants.
Yeah.
You know, and I was just texting
What will the difference mean? Who's going to be knocked out because of honours maths as a basic requirement for teacher training? A lot of people are going to be knocked out, aren't they?
It will. It'll knock out a lot of people who have a genuine interest in teaching and see it as a, you know, a viable career option. It will put a lot of people off.
Okay. Joe, Elizabeth, yeah, sorry.
Sorry, Joe. Yeah. Just to let, I'm teaching in the CBS in Limerick and Old Boys School, and I have 19 or 20 in my French class. And, you know, of those, there wouldn't be, I mean, the whole class by any stretch of the imagination wouldn't be doing honours maths. But there's maybe three or four of them interested in going into teaching. And that'll preclude them as well, because they're not doing honours maths. And yet they'd be very strong on a subject like French or English or history. I mean, it's stereotypical of Rory Quinn to say, oh, you're male, therefore you must be maths or science orientated.
But he's saying, yeah, I didn't say that.
But that's the way it's coming across.
Okay.
Absolutely.
Okay, Barry, Elizabeth, Martin, 51551. Let me bring Anne in. Rory Quinn, honours maths, basic now for teacher training, he says, if he has his way. Anne, good afternoon. You're a retired primary principal. Good idea?
Well, I would go a little bit further than him. I would allow an A in past maths as well.
Okay, why?
Because I think that, we are concerned about the standard of maths in the country at the moment. Mm-hmm. And it's the primary school is really, as an inspector said to me when I started teaching, the infant school is the engine of the school. So I think you need people that have a feel for number. And if you have people teaching in the primary school that have a feel for number, then the standard will improve.
Will it make for better teachers or more male teachers?
I don't think it would make for more male teachers. I think that was unfortunate that those two things happened to come together, because I think there are quite a lot of girls who are every bit as good at maths, if not better, than the lads.
So you say it would make for better teachers?
No, not too much better teachers, but better maths teachers.
But primary is much more than maths.
Yeah, but at the same time, maths is very important.
If we
need people in the country with an understanding of number and numeracy and even to the shopping or the business, the percentages or stuff like that. I mean, there are lots of people around the country that don't have a grasp of percentages and ratios.
Yeah, but surely you get
that. Like that.
You'd get that in past maths.
You would, yeah, that's what I'm saying. But you need people that have a feel for maths and people that have a feel for maths.
Okay, let me bring in Breed Fetton, who's in Waterford, and Breed is also a retired primary teacher. Breed, good afternoon.
Good afternoon, Joe.
And retired primary as well. She says, good idea. You say, ridiculous idea. Why?
Well, I think so, because I think number one is teaching is a vocation. You have to be a caring person, able to get to a child's level. You have to have a sense of humour. You have to have the ability to communicate.
Yeah. None of which is measured in the current system.
Well, at the moment now, I feel that, you know, honours maths, it's very difficult for a person who is a graduate in honours maths to come down to their level. Fine for secondary, for teaching physics, science, engineering, and all those subjects, but it should not be a requirement for primary teaching. A good basic, a good percentage in lower level maths is sufficient, in my opinion. And now I'm retired 12 years, and I know, but many years since I trained in care research. So I think a lot of time is spent on the honours maths then to the detriment of other subjects.
Isn't that
other subjects can be neglected.
And isn't that a good point? Honours maths, first of all, you get 25% extra points. A lot of people are doing it now. Competition is fierce. And anyone who does honours maths say it's at least, in terms of your time requirement, it's at least two subjects.
Yeah, so that's why I said I would accept, I would think that it should be an A in past maths either. So that I think you just need people that are, have a feel for maths and that are good at maths, as well as other, every other subject. So I wouldn't say honours maths only. I would say, as the other lady said there a minute ago,
why not a B and why not an A1 or an A2 or a B in past maths?
Well, I don't know. I mean, I would think an A. I mean, that's an A1 or an A2.
Okay.
So I mean, it's just that people are good at maths or have a feel for maths.
Yeah, but does that make a good primary school teacher?
No, it doesn't. It doesn't necessarily make them a good primary teacher, but not having maths doesn't make them a good primary teacher either.
Yeah, but what does the system measure at the minute? It doesn't measure any of the
the
things that people talk about. Yeah, let me bring Cecilia. I'll bring Cecilia and she might help me. 51551. Cecilia, listen to Breed and Anne.
Yes.
Honours maths now, Minister is saying, prerequisite for teacher training.
Yes.
He said it's not about getting, the reaction in the conference was that it was about getting more men in. And then he said, well, I am conscious of the feminised profession. And then he said, no, I didn't mean getting more men in. I meant getting maths to honours, which is obviously what he said. But what he meant is another thing. What do you think?
Well, I would be very surprised if Minister Quinn was trying to, I suppose, use positive discrimination in that way, being from the Labour Party, being a minister who would have espoused values of equality over the years. I would be surprised. I have a feeling that his remarks possibly came out maybe not the way he intended, but I'm definitely not an apologist for them. I am a secondary teacher myself, and I came through my Leaving Cert back in 1997, a long time ago. I had actually got honours A in junior cert honours maths myself, but made a decision not to take up honours maths at Leaving Cert, knowing that I wouldn't need to do, you know, maths or physics or anything like that in my degree because I wanted to study music and history. So I think that I was perfectly entitled to make that decision. I think that I had a very clear idea of what I wanted to do. I would still think that I had a very good grasp of maths, and if I had decided to go into primary school teaching, I would think my maths would have been perfectly sufficient to teach at primary school. That's not obviously
so. Good idea or a bad idea?
I think that it's a bad idea. I think I would agree with the people who've spoken already, who said that you know, a good path.
Okay, you're a second level teacher. What does if I'm studying honours maths, I'm doing it, maybe because I love maths, but two, because I get a 25% bonus points, which is incredible and really important.
I have a major problem with this.
Okay, so, well, it's getting even more, honours maths is getting even more valuable if it becomes a basic a basic requirement for a teacher training. What does it mean to students who are doing honours maths? How much time do I have to give?
Yeah, I think it is going to mean an awful lot of extra pressure, especially to those students, boys or girls, who are interested in doing primary teaching. I know just from observation of students I've seen over the years in several schools and in the recent years, this whole system with the bonus points is creating havoc with some of our students in several schools, you know, not just my own, because there are students who are simply not able for the course, for this Leaving Cert course, from what I've seen, and they are spending hours and hours and hours on it to the detriment of their other subjects. and it is a problem, I'm sure, that is being experienced by people right across the country. Fair enough if you're very good at maths and you get, you're getting bonus points for going into courses where maths is a requirement. But I think it is grossly unfair that maths has been treated in a special way versus all of the other subjects out there. For example, when I went to college, I studied music and history. Why could I potentially have lost my place to someone who was doing maths, getting a bonus point in maths, when I did six other honours subjects? And, you know, I got very good points, my leaving cert. It's ridiculous.
Another Anne is on the line, 51551 in Dublin. Anne, you say you think honours maths is a very good idea.
Well, sorry, you're talking to me, Joe.
Listening to Cecilia. She said, why should honours maths get this priority now in everything in the country?
I think maybe, you know, it didn't come across very well from Rory Quinn, and that's unfortunate, because maybe the teachers reacted too quickly at the teachers' conference. So I think maybe what Rory Quinn is looking at is the bigger picture. He's looking at the kind of graduates that are going to hopefully come out of primary school and into secondary school and then out of secondary school, because today is a very technologically based world, and numeracy, you can't escape numeracy. Well, even without technology, we can't escape numeracy. It's everywhere.
Why are we honours maths mad? Like, can you not just pass maths in the leaving cert, which is hard enough? Does that not give you numeracy?
Well, I think what Rory Quinn is trying to do, he's trying to up the standard. And so he wants people who going into teaching who are very proficient at numeracy, so they can introduce children at an early stage to this world and make it easier for them, make it more accessible to children and make them feel from very early on that they can grasp these
concepts. Where are the studies, and the OECD in particular do a lot of studies on education, where are the studies saying that maths in Irish primary schools is below par? The only studies I read is that it's not English. There's issues with English at other levels, but that it's sometimes you get, well, there should be other languages at primary level, that there's too much Irish at primary level, that there's too much religion at primary level. I've never heard, now maybe I've missed it, I've never heard an argument that there's not enough honours maths graduates teaching at primary level.
Well, but also, if you look at, you know, we hear these things, these reports coming from the East, the Asian countries, and how the children from very early on are terribly proficient at mathematics. And that seems to be something that we all want. So that's something that employers want. That's something that the world of technology wants. That's what the Googles and everything else want. Mm. They want people who are proficient at numeracy and at numbers and at seeing the world, you know, in a different way. And I think that's what maths helps you to do. It helps you to think laterally. I think that the teachers jumped to the gun here. I'm surprised, you know, at my own experience of my children at school and the way they're taught maths. Now, I don't know what the alternative is, but the Asian countries seem to be doing it better than we are, and they are getting along better in the field of technology.
Sarah, stay there if you would, please, Anne. Okay. Sarah is a primary teacher. Good afternoon, Sarah.
Good afternoon, Joe.
Would an honours maths in your leaving cert, I don't know whether you had it or didn't, would it make you a better teacher?
No, I don't think it would, definitely not. I think that what makes you a good teacher is your commitment to teaching and your commitment
to... So what difference would honours maths make as the basic requirement to even apply for a teacher training college?
I don't think it would make any difference.
Would it mean more men would go for it?
Would it mean more men would go for it? I don't believe so. I believe that a lot of women are drawn to teaching because traditionally it's one of the nurturing professions. And I believe that less men are drawn to it because they don't feel that the rewards are there. I mean, what they could get in other professions. I had contacted the show because I felt that I really don't think an honour in maths would make me a better teacher. What makes me a good teacher is the studies I've done and the postgraduate qualifications I've gotten. And I think that it would be better for the profession as a whole if, instead of focusing on honours maths as a minimum requirement, if the minister was to consider incentivising working teachers to do postgraduate courses in education by maybe helping them with fees or rewarding them for doing so. And that's basically where I feel the emphasis should be.
But surely one of the things that makes a better teacher is teaching.
Is teaching? Oh, absolutely. But I do think that in order to be a good teacher, that you need to be, you know, you need to be incentivized to upskill yourself, to learn what's current in educational thinking, and to be rewarded for doing that. I don't think working with having an honours degree in math is necessary. I can see it as being necessary for engineering, but I don't necessarily see it as being necessary.
Well, it
I
would.
Do believe
surely it would cut down on the number of applicants to teacher training, the number of eligible applicants to teacher training colleges.
But I mean, ultimately you want to draw in people who are really drawn to teaching and really committed to teaching. I don't know if you understand that. Like, that is my point. I think that you need to. I don't think honest maths is going to be a prerequisite for primary teaching. I think there's way more things that are more important.
I'm trying to work out because
But why aren't men drawn to teaching then? Why aren't more males drawn to teaching?
I think I honestly don't know. I think that a lot of them feel that the rewards aren't there.
So the what kind of rewards? They don't get. It's not seen in their salary.
I think there aren't enough
principal positions. How many principals in education are males, and yet the vast proportion of the teaching body are female.
I wouldn't have statistics, but I would say that there is. I would say that a lot of men would be drawn to the principal's job. I think a lot of women probably they're so focused on their teaching, or maybe they're focused on their own families, that they don't want to draw that extra work on themselves. And I think more men tend to go for that. But I'm only saying that in terms of what I've heard anecdotally. I wouldn't have any of the statistics to hand, certainly.
Yeah, but would teachers not be concerned that a concerning profession, you say, would teachers not be concerned that their pupils, their male and their little boys and little girls, are seeing what's around them in the teaching body? Most of them are female, and so the little girls are growing up thinking, oh, sure, we'd be teachers, but we won't aspire to be the principal, because they're not seeing that. So why are teachers concerned about that kind of thing? Why are there more male principals and also males up to more recently representing teachers in the union bodies as well, when most teachers are female? You know, like,
well, I think more women will become.
It's just that the teachers there balked at Rory Quinn's use of that term, the feminisation, to describe teachers as, you know, as being feminised, the teaching bodies being feminised. But should you not be asking yourself the questions, more fundamental questions, about why that is?
Yeah, but surely the question to be asked is, because he said he's bringing it in. This is the real question. He said he is bringing in. And he's the Minister for Education. He said, by the way, he wants to be the Minister for Education this time next year as well. He said he's bringing in a minimum requirement of honours maths for teacher training. That's not a miasma. It's not up there in the clouds. It's a real proposal, and it can really happen because he is the minister. So,
and Joe, could I just interrupt you there? Cecilia here again.
Cecilia.
Yeah, just to say, Joe, I mean, we're talking about concern for our primary school students, and of course that is very important for their development and in all aspects of their education. But I am very concerned as a second level teacher at the level of pressure that is going to be applied now to our Leaving Cert students, who, you know, many of whom I suppose will hopefully look at teaching as a viable and valuable career. And the pressure that's there already from the Honours Maths bonus point system is just going to be absolutely solidified and made much more pressurised, really, with this new proposal.
OK, more on this after the break. Cecilia and Sarah, thank you indeed. 51551.
Talk to Joe on 1850 715 815.
Joe Duffy!
Talk to Joe on 1850 715 815.
And Joe at RT.ie. Martina Donegal. Martina, good afternoon.
Good afternoon, Joe.
Honours maths, will it make better primary school teachers?
Well, I don't know about the honours maths, and I'm a bit sceptical about the honours Irish as well. I have a son at the moment who is in England doing his primary school teaching. He would have had honours maths in his Leaving Cert, but because he didn't have honours Irish, he couldn't get into do primary school teaching a year. He had a B and a pass Irish, which, you know, you'd imagine would be good enough standard for primary teaching. But he's now in England studying. He did an arts degree in Galway. and he's now in England studying for his primary school
well,
teaching
that's,
over
it,
there.
It looks like, it just because the statement that came from Rory Quinn's spokesperson the minute we start talking about this and the reaction he got when he used the word feminisation in the same sentence as higher level maths, and the teacher seemed to think he was talking about getting more men in. The statement from the minister that was sent to us said he would like to see higher level maths in the Leaving Cert become a minimum entry requirement for teacher training, just similar to higher level Irish.
Irish.
So they're both. Well, so one is there, and the other is coming.
Yes, what I think might be a better suggestion, maybe for the minister, is do what they do in England, is have an interview system as well as their academic qualification, which then they get an idea of what the student is like and whether they're passionate about what they want to do or not. That was the system he had to go through in England.
Stay there, Martina, because Catherine in Kilkenny is agreeing to you. Catherine, good afternoon. You say so, you had to have compulsory higher level maths, as Rory Quinn pointed out. He's not going to change that. And you say, where did it get us?
Yeah, we had Irish for years, and where did that get us? It didn't necessarily improve our quality of, we'll say, the teaching of Irish. Well, there are some very committed teachers I know in Irish, mm-hmm. doing Irish, etc. But it's not the be-all and end-all of making it compulsory. Now, I do think it's worth discussing it, and I do think we shouldn't all get kind of immediately, you know, either that it has to be one or the other. It's not a bad idea to encourage more people to do honours maths. And it was a reality over the years that girls didn't take on honours maths. In actual fact, when I was in school, it wasn't even offered to us to do honours maths. And I loved maths. It was one of my favourite mm-hmm. subjects in school, and I wouldn't even have got a chance of doing it. So I do think that
but that's
people
changed
who
now.
Are doing it now,
yeah.
a lot of people are finding that they're liking it better than they thought, from having talked to students who took it up because of the extra 25 points, because they got a bit of a push on it. Because I think when they're in school, sometimes the maths is giving them a different... They're using their brain differently. And I actually think that at a young age, that's very good. It's a bit like, you know, mental gymnastics, mm-hmm. where they're doing all the subjects. My own subject was home ec. They're doing all those subjects, we'll say, through the written word. And to do more maths might be good for them, you know, or to do accounting or to do some of the subjects where they're using a different
yeah,
side
but you're
of
saying,
brain,
do you,
different skill set
but Catherine,
in their brain.
Are you saying have more maths in the curriculum at primary?
Well, even to have it, maybe that, you see, I'm not kind of going to be black and white today. I feel that it's worth discussing try and get, what used to upset me when I was teaching myself, I'm retired, was that you'd hear people, kids come into you and they say, I'm useless at maths. In home economics, you hear a great lot of discussion when they'll be doing their sewing and things. And their, you know, their practical work. I used to find out a lot about them. Kids would say to you, I'm useless at maths. Where did they get that? Where did they get that fixed idea that already they were bad at maths? And you'd have a parent even saying, oh, I was useless at maths. My kid is useless at maths. And I often think that that's a mindset, and maybe we need something to what you might call kickstart us all into thinking. Young kids in particular, because their brains are very capable of taking change better than, we'll say, in my age or, you know, when you get older. I think their brains...
Well, honours maths, you say honours Irish as still is a minimum requirement to get into teacher training. Didn't improve the state of the Irish language in the country.
The Gaelscoils have done a lot for the Irish language
absolutely,
in the country.
Absolutely, absolutely. But would honours maths improve the maths in the country?
There's an interesting question.
Okay.
You know, I do think it's worth discussing it.
Okay, Kate will join in. Catherine, that's Catherine and Kenny. Stay there. Kate, good afternoon. You've signed up with the online postgrad course at Hibernia College, which is very popular for teacher training.
I did.
And what's your view on this issue?
Well, I think it's kind of an interesting one. Like, I mean, with honours maths, I think it's definitely going to bring more men into it. I think either that or the points are going to go down. Like everybody knows that the all boys schools always have an honours maths class, and all girls schools nearly always have an honours Irish class. You know, I definitely think it's going to bring, well, it favours men in that way. Like, I don't know if that's what he was attempting to do. Like, I think that's part of it. But for me, like, I have passed maths, and I did pass maths because the extra work involved. You know, my would have had the fifth highest leaving cert in my school.
Mm-hmm.
And so I just dropped honours because it took more work than other subjects.
And to get on the Hibernian College online course, what are the requirements?
The same requirements. See, it's a postgrad, so I already have a degree. So I'm doing a postgrad. You can do postgrads in St. Pat's. So, I can't commit to a full-time day course. So I'm doing the online course.
But you need the honours Irish in your leaving cert.
Yeah. It's the exact same course as the other ones, just that it's not done in class. You don't attend college, you know.
Will honours maths make for better primary school teachers or make for more male primary school teachers? More men doing the job?
Well, it'll either make for more male graduates or the points will go down, do you know, that kind of way. The points will change because I do think the women kind of tend to go for teaching a little bit more. But,
it's four to one. 80% of the primary teachers are female.
Yeah. I don't know what attract men more like, but it's definitely going to be easier for them to get access to the course, or more men will have the requirements. Do you know what I mean? Because there is a majority of people doing honours. I do think that people who do honours, like, it is a quite a demanding subject, honours maths, and I suppose it's probably going to increase the sort of ability level of the teachers themselves. Whether that's going to improve the teaching of maths is another thing, because I've known people who are absolutely brilliant at things like engineering, maths, computer science, who can't teach because their communication skills, that's not really necessarily associated with mathematics.
Yeah, but that's currently not measured in the point system. Let me bring Valerie in, Kate. Valerie in Dunleary. Valerie, good afternoon. Will honours maths make for better primary school teachers or for more men?
I think there's two issues here. One is about what makes a good teacher and what's the mix we want in schools. And I think the other question then is the honours maths one. So I think I suppose in terms of the first one, if we want a mixed team in our staff rooms, and I think everybody would agree at this stage, we do, we need more men and we'd like more men in the profession for role models for kids and all of the rest of it. How do we achieve that? And excuse me, Joe. I think this happened in medicine and they brought in the HPAT and I think it was even eventually publicly said that the HPAT exam was designed to bring men into the system because more women were going for medicine. And the men weren't going for it, and it was quite an engineering, the HPAT, and I'm a little bit familiar with it, is quite an engineering-based sort of test. And I think for the first couple of years, it worked, the balance was redressed a bit. But now what's happened is the girls have got on top of it, they've got on top of preparing for the HPAT, and the balance is going back again. So the question really is, how do you attract men into the profession? In medicine, I think men and women all want to get into the profession, and girls seem to be, at that age and that degree of maturity, better capable of getting on top of the academics. And that's something that they will struggle with, I think. You know, they can keep struggling with that. I think for teaching, it might be a little bit different. And I'm just wondering among the young people that I know, and I have a daughter doing Leaving Cert this year, what attracts men or women to different professions. And I work as a recruitment consultant, and I think it's a recognised fact that women will work for less money. And I think the men look around and they're saying, what careers are there for me?
Okay.
Now, I think there are plenty of men, young men out there leaving school with honours maths, but they're not applying for teaching. And I think that's the question. Now, on the honours maths, funnily enough, I would have disagreed with the 25 points originally, but having seen my daughter at the moment work very hard and struggling to get in the Leaving Cert, I think it is encouraging more young women to do honours maths who are capable of doing it. There's a huge fear factor there among some people, now it's not a gender-based thing, that when they take honours maths, that they will actually fail it. And in failing it, they won't get into their French degree
even though the failure rate in honours maths is relatively low. Trasa in Wexford. Thanks, Valerie. Trasa, final word, a retired primary principal. Will honours maths as a requirement for teacher training make better teachers?
Are you talking to me, Joe?
Yes, please, Trasa.
Yeah, well, I certainly don't. And I'm quite cross, actually, while I'm listening to the programme today, as anybody who suggests that they do make better teachers.
Why else would the Minister for Education be introducing it?
Well, I'll tell you, I don't know why, because he's definitely out of touch. I'll tell you, Joe, what I think they should be talking about, drama, music, sport, and all the things that take away from the pressures that are on children in primary schools now. I mean, when children come, I'm a retired primary teacher. Mm. When they're gathered together with my own children here as adults now, all of them, the things to talk about are the crack they had at the school concert. The day they won the football match or didn't win it, and why they didn't win it, and the crack they had there. And the little orchestra we had and the joy they got out of that and the little competitions and the little concerts and whatever else. And they're all thankfully now gone on to be fulfilled and happy people.
So what mark would you give the Minister for Education for saying he wants to see higher level maths as a basic...
I give him no marks at all. He should bring back the interview to talk to the people whom he's taken into the training colleges. See what qualities they have. Are they fulfilled, happy people themselves? Okay. Are they outgoing? Can they communicate well? Can they make children happy? Are they really fulfilled and happy? Mind a little infant who someday might get sick or piddle on the floor or something. Are they into all this? Because that's number one, is the person. And it's the person that counts. And never mind the honours and this, that or the other.
Okay, Trasa, thanks indeed. And Wexford 51551 continues with Derek Mooney, Emma Laffin produced, and Derek is next.
1850 715 815 stays open until 3:15 p.m. or email joe@rte.ie.